Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? It's your favorite host back with the Don't You Worry podcast, Britton Caldwell, and I am going to do a little takeover episode since Briley did one a couple weeks ago with, she just did it with you as her co-host because I had a crazy schedule that week. And this week, Briley's homework load has been insane with her college classes. So it's my turn.
Yep. Briley's load is very, she is dealing with a ton of homework in all of her classes, her
We've both got very different schedules because like mine's a lot with dance and school and everything, but then she's also taking harder classes and it's like constantly she's like, okay, so I have this due then and this due then. And I'm like, okay, that's a lot.
Yeah. So it's me and you.
Yes.
It's me and you. Dream team. Here it is. So this is another mini-sode.
It is.
What do you want? You told me some things you wanted to talk about to give your viewers and listeners just a little bit of who you are or maybe a process that we went through a couple months ago, right? Talk about what you want to talk about.
Yeah, so basically, we're going to be talking about everybody's favorite subject, me. Really, it's about, we went through a process where, so like you did this whole process, I think we talked about this when we first interviewed you, our very first interview on the podcast, and we talked about how you went through this whole like finding out your identity and who you are with like your relationship with God and then who he created you to be.
Yeah.
And so you started out this process. I did not do the very intensive thing that you did.
It took us a day though. It probably took us a full day.
It really took a while. So we did a process where we looked at a lot of the events in my life, the really important things that have happened. And we looked at, you know, just different aspects, my passions, what I hate, what like just things about me. And it was just a me and you conversation. And we came up with four core values that really explain who I am. Like we could go deeper into it and find out more about me, I guess. But we found four values that really get the summary of who I am.
Yes. Who you're made to be, how you're wired. Part of that whole process, we were in the living room. We had a whiteboard out, and we were charting everything, just like you said, right? We said, you know, who is Britton? So we took the events in your life, and it wasn't even like whatever somebody would consider the big ones, but whatever stood out to you, right? What you remembered from each thing, and so we wrote out a timeline, and we started like, okay, from the moment
from birth.
You were born, what is the earliest memories you have, right? And we just kind of marked a few things. It was kind of fun traveling back.
It was.
Thinking about different times in our life, the quarantine years.
Where I had to think about like, okay, what was actually so important? Because I feel like my entire life up to when we moved, it was like, I feel like I don't remember it as much. Like, not saying that I don't. I have plenty of memories. But it's like now I feel like everything is going so fast and so much is happening where it's like, what did I do before I moved?
And so we went through all of that and we talked about, and one of the things you said that was pretty funny, it's, you said, you know, part of the way you find your values is figuring out what you don't like. Right? Figuring out what drives you crazy, what makes you angry. There's probably a value in there that's being interrupted or being dishonored. And so you get really frustrated with that. And so as we went through it, here's kind of the process, just so that your listeners and your viewers can know. I encourage everybody to do this. Because I think it's helped you to also kind of define when you walk into a situation, what you're going to do.
What am I going to do?
What you're going to do, who you're going to be. Like, you know, this is how you're made, this is how you're wired. So we wrote down this timeline. And then in all of that, I wrote down, I asked you questions, right? I said, so in fact, I've got some notes here on my phone. I want to make sure and do this right because I don't want to discredit it. So we went into, let's see here, 2023. We went to 2023. It was like, hey, what did you do in this time? What did you do in this? So we started writing down things. Whatever came to your mind. So you moved, right? In that move, you started reading your Bible more. Mm-hmm. That's what you had said. You started inviting friends into your life more, right? Because when we lived in the last place, you kind of had friends built in.
I feel like I kind of had my life completely separated with like my family and then my church and then my home life and then school life. It was all very separate, and it wasn't like inviting a lot of other people to experience all of my life with me.
Right. So then what we did was we said, okay, if that's, let's talk about the move. So we talked about specifically about the move, the things you loved about the move, right? The things you hated about the moves. And so one of the things you loved about the move, I wrote these down. So I'm going to say, I'm just going to publicly say them. Here they are. One of the things you loved about us moving in 2023 was you got more friends.
I did.
Now, in the middle of that, you were like, oh, no, I'm not going to have any friends, right? But you do love the fact that you got more friends.
Yeah.
You love having a youth group, right? Before we moved, the youth ministry stuff was kind of, we were hitting different churches, trying to figure out where we really wanted to be.
And like the last church that we were fully like locked into, I was not old enough to be in a youth group yet. So like I had never really experienced that like close relationship or church camp trips, like any of that that I experience now.
Yes. Yeah. And so we, and one of the other things that you loved was the fact that you are plugged into a church and you're serving, like you are serving at the church that we're in. And so that's, that's good. Right. and so a few things that you did not like about the move. And so some of those are,
this might be a paid version.
You think this is a subscription thing?
I think it is.
You didn't like having to, when we first moved, kind of start over and find your connections.
Yeah.
Right. And so I asked you in that question. So I said, okay, why did you hate that? Because like starting over, trying to find new friends, we can say that we don't like it, but why don't we like it? Right. And that's where we started to find a value. You said the reason you don't like it is because you felt lonely. Right. So you don't like feeling lonely.
Yeah.
Now, in my life where I'm at right now, I love being alone. It's great because I'm around people all the time. But for you, loneliness was a major issue. So then we talked about a couple of the things, right? One of the things that you loved is the podcast. You started the podcast.
Yeah.
Right? This was a good thing. And so I asked you, I said, what do you love about doing the podcast? And you said, do you remember what you said?
No, I don't.
You said...
I don't remember us having that conversation. You said,
it's all right here. It's written down in my notes. You said,
I can't read your handwriting anyway.
Yeah, I can barely read it. You said you love doing the interviews. You love interviewing people. And you love that out loud, you're doing something that's impacting others, right? So that's a, you're doing something that impacts people. You also said that it calls you up, like doing this puts you at a different kind of position in life where it's you've got more responsibilities,
it
right?
It does.
And you've got a more people watching you. So it pushes you to live up to the call. So now listen, I could go through all these, right? We was page after page after page. I'm just giving some examples.
Yeah.
Because what we asked were what were the things that you liked? What did you not like? Why did you like them? Why did you not like them? And so then what we did, and I'll put this up on the screen for everybody to see on YouTube.
Right, right.
Because what we did is I went through then and just started circling the similarities, right? There's some things in here that are connected. After we circled all the things that are connected, we look crazy.
Yeah, we do.
Really crazy. So then we, I realized though, when I circled everything, you noticed there was some connections, right? And so the connections ended up being the four things that you really hold very valuable.
Yeah.
We talked about dance. We talked about podcasting. We talked about the time when you got saved. We talked about losing Poppy. We talked about the move and the differences, your sister and quarantine. We talked about everything that stuck out in your mind and how you felt in those moments and what you remember. And what we came up with was you have four core values.
Yeah.
That pretty much describe you.
Yeah, they do. It's like
when
it's so really accurate.
When I flipped the page and I wrote down what all of those things had tied together, you were like, "This is me." Like,
what the
it's
heck?
Me on a it's me on a page, right? And so your first core value is
joy.
I just said it. Yeah, sorry about that.
My first joy is
Your first core value is joy, and so we wrote out a little statement with that.
Yeah, it says. Right? I choose joy, embrace laughter, and bring life to every environment I enter, which is so accurate because I think like something that I absolutely love to do, like qualities that I look for in guys, honestly, like qualities that I look for in friends, family, like
whoa. Qualities you look for in boys?
Listen.
What?
Listen, I'm thinking. What? I'm trying to explain this. Clearly,
you're talking
wrong,
to you're talking to dad here. You're talking
here.
To dad here.
So, like, talk about seriously boys? Though, the qualities that I look for in other people is I want them to laugh with me because, mm-hmm. Like I love laughing. I think it's such a fun thing. Like, I just love it whenever I get to watch a movie or enjoy something or like have a conversation with somebody where I just like I can't stop laughing. Like, that's just something that I just enjoy it so much. Yeah. And so then, like, whenever I'm trying to look for, like, something in a friend, like, I want them to be able to laugh with me and not be, like, a really serious person. I mean, like, sure, I'll be nice to them. And, like, I can have more serious conversations. Like, it's not like I'm only laughter.
Right.
But that's something that, like, at the end of the day, like, if I cannot laugh with them and have fun with them or, like, I laugh at them, they laugh at me, like we have that kind of relationship, like that's what me and you do, like we laugh all the time. I mean, that's just something that is so important to me because like it's not only just looking at a reel and laughing by myself. That's not fun. I mean, I still do it, but that's not as fun as doing it with somebody else.
Which brings us to your second value, which is
connection.
You value connection.
I do.
I want to read this one that you wrote down. I prioritize people over tasks and pursue depth in every relationship I steward.
You can tell this is written by Dad because I have never used the word steward in my life.
Well, we tried to make it make sense, right?
Yeah, we did.
So you're looking up every word. You prioritize people.
I do.
It matters to you who is there. Mm-hmm. That's what matters to you. You crave connection and you value connection very highly.
Yeah, I do.
Your third value...
I like this one.
Your third value, this comes from your dance life. Mm-hmm. Your third value is?
Vitality. It says, vitality. I steward my body through movement and energy so I can sustain impact and fully live.
You are happier.
I am.
When you're moving.
I really am. And like something that I've gone so back and forth on, like continuing with dance or continuing with golf or like, mm-hmm. should I just not do this because of like crazy schedules? I always have this time where I'm like, okay, do I actually want to do this? Is this like really impacting me? Do I love this? Or is this just something that I've done because like I've been doing it for a while. So am I just doing it because it's familiar?
Yeah.
But I think something that's so crucial is like, it keeps popping back into my brain that it's like, well, I don't want to get out of shape. And like, you're always happier when you're physically healthy and like, you're healthy in every other aspect of your life then. Like, it's just such an important part because you feel better. You act better. Like, more people want to be around you. And like, that's back to my connection part. Like, if more people want to be around me because I dance or like because I'm active, then I'm going to continue to be active because I don't want other people to be like, she's a dud. Like,
it puts you in a better mind space and just better all around. You are.
Oh, yeah.
You like the vitality. You like movement. You
I
like
do.
To be able to move. And then the last one here, I want to tell everybody this one. The last value of yours is excellence. And you wrote this one, I pursue mastery, not for applause, but for impact. You know, one of the things about this podcast is you will determine, you will say, this isn't good enough. We need to redo it.
Yeah.
We've done this episode now. We did like three different openings, right? Because you're like, that one wasn't right.
Like,
we got to redo it.
Restart.
So I have no idea how long this episode actually is, but I do know that you wanted it to be excellent. And so the way that you even, you know, you do the announcement videos at church, you are the face of the church on the screen. And part of the reason is you do really well. You are excellent at it because I know you try your best to be excellent. And it's the reason is not so that everybody says, oh, Britton's awesome.
Yeah.
The reason is you want it to be clear and you want it to be done well. That's one of my values too, excellence. So yeah, I encourage everybody to go through this type of process.
Really though.
It takes some time.
Especially in making decisions or making friendships and everything. Like, I honestly, before I did this, like, yes, I made still good decisions, whatever, but it helps me evaluate it more because then I'm like, okay, well, what actually matters to me the most? Like, okay, if doing this will cause me to lose a friend, then is it really that worth it? Like, it makes me step back and evaluate it more and be like, okay, well, this is who I am. So what does that impact my life?
Yeah. And it's good for anybody. Anybody can
really
do it
is.
At any stage of life. I think that your experiences will change, but I don't think your values will change much.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I've seen in life. I've got four core values myself. They're different than yours. But they're what makes me me. And so it's how I make decisions too. So
everybody always defines, or at least I like to define identity with, like, that is who you are, and that's never going to change. What your desires are and what you, like, what God has put in you, that's never going to change. But your experiences will help you grow in your identity. So, like, you can become a better version of yourself out of what you've experienced. So, like, the more life you experience, the better version of you you can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to say people don't change, they mature.
Yeah.
So you're not going to change who you are. You're going to mature into who God wants you to be. So, yeah, that's awesome. Incredible. Well, we encourage everybody.
Yes.
To do this. Find out your values. Write them down. Make them make sense.
Yeah. We'd love to know who you are. And
yeah. Tell them to put it in the comments or something.
Put in the comments one of your values if you've got something similar to me or whatever whatever you want. So thanks for joining us, even though it was a short episode. But we love you guys, and we'll see you back next week.